Today we have a very, very special panelist. If you have any legal concerns at all, this is the man that you need to go to. And Ernesto Borges is a highly decorated U.S. Army veteran from the Vietnam era, and he actually is a managing partner of Bill Buster's bankruptcy firm and America's Heroes Group Roundtable Public Policy panelist. But he also has his own show, of course, on Sundays that I listen to faithfully because I need to know about my money and what I need to do with it. So today we're going to talk about 2021 bankruptcy laws. Okay, Ernesto, great to have you on.
Great. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it. And happy to be on, be of service. And not just Vietnam era, I was in Vietnam.
Yes, you were in the Vietnam, and that's where you got those decorations.
Yeah.
They didn't let you go without those shots and,
hitting the boots on the ground,
huh?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. I want to say, first of all, before we get started, Doc, and I was listening to the commercial for Hair's Gulf Shrimp, and I just wanted to let people know, those of you who do not know, that Finney Hare, the owner of Hare's Gulf Shrimp, passed away last week. And he's a great guy. He was a Navy veteran, Vietnam also. And I attended his funeral today and actually spoke, and I told the people out in the audience that we were dedicating, as Glenda had indicated to me, that we would dedicate today's show to him as a sponsor, as a former veteran, as a businessman who I don't know if you knew or not.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't find out about that. I've been so tied up with this COVID thing. And that's a big loss for us.
Yeah, and, his wonderful wife, Aisha. And they had a beautiful service out in Harvey today, St. Mark's Church, and well attended. Father, grandfather, great grandfather. People flew in from all over the country, and it was just wonderful. And he's still going to be in business. He's still the wife is going to continue with the business. So please go by and.
Oh, we have to honor her. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Aisha. Yeah.
And we also, our condolences go out to the family, the entire family. We thank him for his service.
When I told him, I said they're going to dedicate the show to him, and folks in the audience applauded. They were very happy to hear that America's Heroes Group was going to recognize him today.
Oh, most definitely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And you know, this show itself, he supported the show. As a sponsor.
I just heard the ad just a few minutes ago.
Yes. So we are so deeply indebted to him and grateful for his contributions to the country and, you know, to this show.
Community. And he was a mail supervisor for like 35 years with the United States Postal Service. So
he wore two uniforms.
Yeah, he serves this country very much in many ways. So we're here today, and I heard the other ad on Tayback Law, and I did call them, you know, because I'm 90% disability.
Yes.
And I just want to say that they are great, great people. I called them, and they are on top of it. So any veterans that are out there, please give them a call. They are just another 10%, but they treat it as if I have no benefits whatsoever, and they're on top of it. They're just—I just had to make that mention because they are just wonderful.
Oh yes, actually, I'm doing the same thing as you.
Are you?
Yes, I'm like, you know, this is just ridiculous. You know, going for years and years and years, and now decades to try to find out why isn't this going through when I know that this is a just claim. And so that's really good to have them there. So we need all those attorneys. You know, they said pay back for the payback. And we need Ernesto Borges to make sure that you know everything about these bankruptcy laws. And I know you have a firm that has been helping many, many people. So veterans out there, these are two lawyers that are working for you.
It's quite a time. And I've been practicing for 35 years now, more than 35 years, and done a lot of practice in a lot of different areas, but kind of focused in on bankruptcy the last 20, 25 years or so. And so we have one of the larger firms and larger minority firms in the country, minority-owned firms in the country, in the hope that people will certainly seek our services should you need them. You know, it's trying times, and a lot of people are going to be faced with some hard decisions. And even for me, because I've got six offices, and so I've got rent to pay at six different offices.
Oh my goodness!
And a lot of employees, and business isn't, you know, what it was before COVID. And people are beginning to realize that some of the problems they're having, some of the problems are not going to go away, and there's going to be just an onslaught of evictions and things of that nature once you know, the moratoriums on evictions are over. And right now, you're being protected by state law, one of which expires today, and also the federal law that prevents evictions, because people are having a hard time paying their rent as a result of loss of employment or reduced employment. Even with my law firm, I had to let a few people go and cut a few salaries, including my own. Because people are having hard times paying their rent, paying their bills, paying, you know, the credit cards and the creditors. And so and many creditors are, to their benefit are, you know, giving people a break and not initiating lawsuits if they could, not taking people to the eviction court, not repossessing cars as readily as they once did. But these problems are all mounting, and you still have an obligation to pay the rent and so forth. But it's hard times for us all, and I hope that we come out of this fairly soon. I hope that people take their, on the medical side, take their vaccinations, because we're all in this together, and we're facing some economically hard times. But, you know, should you need our assistance, we can certainly make a lot of your pain go away for a while.
Actually, you know, I just got my first COVID-19 shot today, Carpentonville, Illinois, with Maggie and Jose Rivera at Alcancia Grocery Store, and Prism Health Labs was there, and, you know, Zul and Dr. Capadia and Omira Chiocello, Veronica and Robin were there as well from ID, you know, the Illinois Department of Public Health. And all vets need to get to consider getting vaccinated, because we don't know how this is going to change the economic structure of how you're dealing with things. And I'm not sure of how does 2020 fit into the bankruptcy issues going into 2021, because a lot of people lost their jobs. They, you know, they lost their homes, I think, you know, potential evictions. And so, you know, what does someone have to watch out for, Ernesto, coming up?
You know, one of the things you should always do is try to talk to your creditors. Some of them are obliged to consider your request for some kind of deferment as to you making your rent payment or your car payment or what have you. And try to stay in communication and don't just, you know, be the ostriches that put your head in the sand, because that typically doesn't work, and you get bitten on the behind and bending over to put your head in the sand. You need to talk to your creditors. At least that way you know what's happening. You know whether they're getting ready to move on you. Sometimes they won't tell you the truth. But I had a woman call me just a little while ago before the show, about a half an hour ago. And she was behind in certain payments. And I told her, after we went through it all, she said, "Well, I live in Michigan." I said, "Well, I can't help you."
Oh, no.
I can't help you. You got to get a bankruptcy attorney in Michigan.
Explained
it to her. But I did explain everything to her and how the process works.
Yes.
And 2020 is just such a horrible year for so many of us, and we don't know when this is going to end. And certainly you as a doctor know that we don't know if these variants are going to take hold. You know, we've got the vaccine, the Johnson vaccine coming out now that's 100% effective and blah blah blah. But the bills will continue to mount, and people need to realize that this may be a different, we may live in a different world now. I mean, employment looked like at one time may not look like that.
It's going to affect everything, right? I mean, because a lot of businesses, restaurants went out of business, and even the people who died from it are 40 years and above is like 98% of the cases, and out of that 98%, 95% of that is the people who are 65 and old, and those are people who own businesses, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, the legislators. You know, we don't know who has succumbed to this, and it could be really a difficult situation to come out of. But how does a bankruptcy law protect me, though? What can be done?
What a bankruptcy does is there are typically two types of bankruptcy that consumers avail themselves to, and that's a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 13. And a Chapter 7 bankruptcy is one that people normally think of, I just want to wipe everything out and call it a day and not have to pay any of these bills. And that works quite well as long as you don't have any assets. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, there's a trustee who's appointed to oversee your case. And that trustee works for the Department of Justice. Used to be William Barr. We've got a new, Department of Justice now. But nonetheless, they are people who are empowered and duty-bound to take your assets from you and liquidate them to use to pay your creditors, if you have any. If you don't have any assets, you don't need to worry about that. But the other thing is you have to make sure that you don't have too much income, or, if you're making $200,000, you can't just go in and file a Chapter 7. But if you're really down and out, not making a lot of money, barely paying your bills, paying your rent and so forth, your living expenses, then you could file a Chapter 7, wipe those debts out. Now, it doesn't wipe out all debts. Some debts are not dischargeable, such as recent IRS debts or recent parking tickets or certain kinds of judgments that may be entered by governmental bodies and so forth. But most debts are wiped out with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So if it's just normally consumer debts, credit card debts, things of that nature, old IRS debts, old parking tickets, you could wipe those out. Just one fell swoop, 3.5 months, boom, you're done with it, and move on. There's one woman who called me. She had a car accident, and she owed about $17,000 from this car accident. Well, as long as there was no alcohol involved or you didn't intentionally run somebody over, it wasn't an intentional tort or criminal act, you can wipe that out and save your driver's license. The Chapter 13 is the other type of bankruptcy, and that's one that allows you to pay your debt. Let's say you have assets you want to protect. You don't want to endanger them. Or you make too much money to file a Chapter 7. Your income is too high. Your household income is too high. Then you're permitted to file what's called a Chapter 13, and that allows you to pay your debts back over a period of time, even up to 5 years. And you can pay it back not necessarily at 100%, maybe only at 10% or 14% or 20%, you don't necessarily have to pay the full amount back if you can't afford to pay the full amount back. That works out for a lot of people who might otherwise have assets or make too much money to thereby disqualify himself for filing a Chapter 7. So those are two types. And there's Chapter 11 for businesses and things of that nature, but you normally don't. It's not as common as a Chapter 7, but it puts up a shield so that your creditors can't come at you. They can't evict you. They can't sue you. Their lawsuits are dismissed. They can't call you anymore. They can't text you. They can't call you in the morning and bother you or call you in the evenings. They're not permitted to contact you anymore. So except for one meeting that they're allowed to attend at a later date. But it's such a wonderful protection for people. And some people don't realize. They say, Mr. Boyd, I'd like to pay my debts and this and that. Well, we all do. But sometimes, and that's why the Constitution provided for bankruptcy courts. Because in the old days of merry old England, and most of our laws come from English, laws and so forth, because this was an English colony prior to the formation of the United States. Yeah. And so they had debtors' prisons, so they used to lock people up.
Locked people up for their debt.
For their debt. And they would force your relatives and so forth to come in, or friends to come bail you out of debtors' prison. If nobody came forth, then you sat there.
Yeah.
In debtors' prison.
So, yeah, so Ernesto, we have like 1 minute to go. What do you think people should know? You know, and also give your telephone number, and you know, so that people can get in contact with you.
Okay.
And also the you know, how long does this you know, how long are you sort of watched, like 7 years after or whatever?
Right. Right. Okay. No. Well, first thing is, don't be afraid of it, and always call and ask if you have any questions.
Yes.
I'm pretty good at answering questions and explaining to you how it works. Typically, bankruptcy, people can get credit immediately after filing, say, a Chapter 7.
Okay.
I can put you in a car, a better car than you had before you filed bankruptcy in most instances.
Okay.
If you have employment, you can get, you know, can rebuild your credit.
And, Orson, what is your phone number? Because we have
my phone number is 312-853-0200. 312-853-0200, Bill Busters. And quickly, I want to say, last week you had Lisa Gavin on, and we've done a number of seminars. I had her help me with a number of seminars, and she told you sometimes that's the only way out is to file a bankruptcy.
The only way out. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Ernesto. Okay. We were so glad to have you here. You know,
you are
a valuable partner, as always, and thank you for mentioning Harris Gulf and, you know, and the loss, and we extend our condolences to that family again. And we will have, I know we'll be hearing from you again today, so.
Right. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, hold on, everyone. Stay right here with us. We will be back shortly.